Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you found time in your schedule today to be able to join me. And at any time, if you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, feel free to go to our website, unveilgrace.org, and you can listen anytime. The broadcasts are archived there, several years of them. You can listen at your convenience. And as we begin this broadcast, I just want to begin in prayer. Father, thank you for our time together. Lord, it's so precious. And Lord, it's my heart's desire. I just want to pack in as much of you as I can, that your people can be blessed and encouraged. Thank you now for your anointing. Have your way. And just speak to our hearts, Lord. Minister to your people in the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Well, beloved, have you ever thought about the purpose that God has for your life? Do you know you do have a purpose? And as I was in prayer before coming on this broadcast, the Lord just shows me that He has new strength and faith that is available to you just for reaching up and believing and asking for it. Have you ever been aware of God's gentle moving upon your heart? I sense that so many that are listening have an increased desire to know not only the Lord, but to know God's Word as you never have before. You want a deeper understanding. Is there a hunger way down deep in your heart to grow closer to the Lord? I know that's true in my life. I just want more and more of the Lord. It's a strange anomaly. The more you receive of the Lord, the more you want, the hungrier you get. And as I was waiting before the Lord, I believe the Holy Spirit has shown three things that He wants to do in your life, beloved, to those that are listening. He wants to open up your understanding to the Word of God in new depth. He can do that by the Holy Spirit. Just believe He's going to do that. And He's going to bring you under the covering of His anointing, which shall bring forth a working of faith in your life that is going to unleash faith. It's going to take off the limits of your faith, and you're going to receive powerful blessings from God and for others as you believe. And there's also going to be, you need strength. And I believe God is going to give an inner strengthening of your heart, strengthen you with might in the inner man, as Ephesians said, for the purpose that you can go forth as an ambassador. You can experience a new dimension of God's abounding love and share that love with others. Praise God. Well, I just want to obey the Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence that I sense on this broadcast. And Lord, as we join our hearts, as we're together united in the Spirit, there's a powerful agreement. There's a powerful presence of you. Even though, Lord, we're separated by miles, by the medium of this broadcast, our hearts, our spirits can be united. We want to glorify you. We want to praise you, Lord. We want to thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He that had his ears to hear, beloved, let him hear my voice. I call you, beloved, in the power of my Spirit. Behold, the King of the ages calls forth to his people. You're not abandoned by the wayside. You're not forsaken in your earthly walk. I am with you. I am your covering. I'm your hiding place. I watch over you in the day and in the night. The Alpha and the Omega stretches forth his hands to minister to the weak and weary of my pasture. I will make you stronger than your enemies. I will raise you higher than the enemy which would resist and hinder you. And I will bring you forth to a place of victory where no work of Satan will prosper against you. My beloved, I give you authority over all things, over all work of the enemy, and bring you into my royal presence, through my written word and through the Holy Spirit, and you shall behold the majesty of the Lord your God. I will reveal my words to you in a depth, in a breadth, in a length, in a width, more abundantly than you've ever known before. I will take you by the hand, as it were, and lead you to the mountain of the Lord, and I will teach you my ways. I will show you my paths until you know me like you have desired. In these last days, I shall bring my people to the mountaintop of victory, and I will soothe the wounds of your heart and spirit. I will repair the broken hearts. I will speak the word in behalf of all of my people, and all the powers of darkness shall hear, touch not my anointed ones. The eyes of my people shall see the promises of my written word being fulfilled. The hearts of my people shall rejoice in the visitation of the Lord. That which has been hindered in days past shall be cut off. The enemies of my people shall be frustrated in their wicked desires, and they shall see the Lord administer justice and judgment on them because of their stiff-neckedness and hard hearts. All of my people who believe my word will see how I establish the boundaries around them, in which I shall declare to Satan, proceed no further against my sheep. This is the hour, and even now is, beloved, in which I shall cause a great separating to take place in the midst of the church. The Lord of hosts shall begin separating the tares from the wheat. Many of my people long for the working of the Lord, the moving of the Spirit of God. The Lord shall give the command, and he shall smash down without measure all those who stand in the courts of the Lord and prophesy falsely and ask for a reward. Those who prance back and forth as in pride and prophesy in front of my people, thus saith the Lord, declaring themselves to be the oracles of God, I shall bring them down to the dust. They give their word, but they break their words at every turn, and they discredit the name of their God. They bring so-called great words of wisdom, but it is not of me. They speak loftily to the people, but their pride and greed have made them the mockers of God. Behold, my people, he who brings words of salvation to the people, he is of me. He who keeps his word when given as an anvil is of me. Who will minister to the poor and the needy and weeps daily because of the unsaved, he is of me. My people, I speak to you thusly, I speak to you this way, to make you wise in discerning false shepherds and prophets. I gave a portion of my pasture to many of them and set them over the flock of my choosing, but they were not satisfied with their portion, and they desired to run to and fro. When I have set them in a solid place to stand still and minister to those I bring to them, how many times I have looked on their unwillingness to stay in the place I've put them, and sorrowed greatly because of their desire to be known by all people as men of God. Yea, if only they would hear my words and do them, and stand still and see the privileged place I've placed them, the place where they could minister to my sheep. But no, they continue fulfilling their own desires, discounting the pasture of my flock that I've placed them in. These words that I speak to you shall make you wise and strong, says the Lord. Fear not, neither be afraid, for my sheep know my voice, and they shall not be deceived. None other shall they follow. He who touches my anointed touches me. Who speaks a word against my anointed speaks against me. I have called whom I have called. I have chosen whom I have chosen. Therefore, what is man that he should set himself up as a judge of my people? They who so judge shall in like manner be judged. Fear not the sounds of the threshing, my beloved. The threshing instruments shall not cut you. They will not hurt you. Only the tares will feel the teeth of the threshing instruments upon them. They will experience the judgment of the Lord. Only those who gave their word and broke it off like a dry stick need fear. Yea, the Lord of glory does declare his holy desire to bring together his people in love, in unity, in worship and praise. Lo, hear the noise of my people who are coming out of Babylon. Hear their praises in the Spirit, beloved. Hear their songs of joy for their deliverance. I am moving, beloved, all over the earth to save, to heal, to comfort, to defend all who come to me. Yea, therefore, call to me, and I will strengthen your footsteps, so you may press your way forward in victory. I will take you by the hand and lead you to that higher ground. I'll put a new song in your heart. I'll restore the joy of your salvation. I will bless the people of the Lord. He who desires to bless my people shall do a good thing. He who desires to give in praise and in prayer and in finances shall never outgive my resources. They who sow bountifully shall also reap a bountiful harvest. Hear, O my people, the eyes of the Lord are upon you. My ears are open to your cry. Be comforted, be encouraged, and let your hearts be uplifted, for I send this word to you. I speak this word to you because I love you. Look and see. For I desire to work a most holy work in your behalf, which cannot be weighed or counted or measured by man. It shall be a complete work, which shall establish you as a mighty conqueror. You shall not be vanquished, you shall be the victor only, says the Lord. Rejoice, rejoice, and be glad, for the day of the Lord shall be a terror to the wicked, and to the rebellious, and to the false prophets, and to the false shepherds who speak out of both sides of their mouth. But to my people, yea, those who are called by my name, all who have repented and been covered by the blood of the Lamb, it is they who shall rejoice and worship me in spirit and in truth. The day of the Lord is a glorious day to the redeemed, says the Lord unto his beloved. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that powerful word. Lord, you're not winking at iniquity and wickedness anymore. Thank you for your grace, Lord, which covers, and let those who are hanging in the balance, the multitudes in the valley of decision, let their turn their hearts to you in repentance that they may be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. And we will give you everlasting praise and glory for it. Amen. Well, my time has flown. I must bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. I do invite you to write. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I know you'll be blessed by becoming a part of my spiritual family. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.